Hello and welcome to PhoneRena's in-depth video review of the Pantech Reveal C790. It's currently available through AT&T and it's geared towards the text messaging crowd. We've seen Pantech previously in the past release devices like the Matrix and the Slate, which of course again caters to the text messaging crowd, and the Reveal kind of follows the same trend. We'll see how it improves upon those other devices and whether or not it's a decent text messaging option for you. The Pantech Reveal ditches the previous stylings on other devices that Pantech came out with, like the Matrix and also Slate. Instead, it utilizes a sliding QWERTY form factor, which reveals, of course, the QWERTY keyboard. For the most part, as far as the materials go, they utilize this red plastic on the front, and of course the back has this almost milled aluminum look to it, but it's actually made out of plastic. It may kind of feel a little bit more, you know, on the cheap side, but the construction is pretty good. It feels quite solid, especially in the snapping motion of the when you close and open the handset. And as far as size goes, it is a little bit more in the rectangular size. It gives it a little bit of a hefty look to it, but it's not too big in the pockets and it's not too heavy thanks to the plastic material that they use. We're really happy to see that the Pantech Reveal get a better display on this one than the previous devices. Now it's a 2.2-inch QVGA display with support for up to 260,000 colors. Reading text won't be any problem with this device. At the same time, colors were pretty decent and had pretty sharp tones to it. When we did use the phone outdoors, it suffered from poor viewing angles, so you really had to shield it away from the sun. Right below it, you have your numeric keypad. Some of the buttons are slightly raised from the surface, and they did have really good tactile and responsive feel to it. When you use the navigational pad, it's pretty well sized. When you open up the phone, you'll be greeted to the 4-row QWERTY keyboard, which is a little bit of a step back when you compare it to the one that we found on the Pantech Slate. They are rectangular in size, they're pretty cramped, and not really responsive as we like. As we said, they're slightly raised from the surface, and just using it took a little bit of time getting adjusted to it. But for the most part, we preferred the other keys from the Pantech Slate. On the left-hand side, you have your proprietary charging port to connect to the PC and also charge it. Your volume rocker. On the other side, you have your dedicated camera button and micro SD card slot. On the back, you have your 1.3 megapixel camera and speakerphone. When you remove the back cover, it'll give you access to the battery compartment and of course the SIM card slot. The software running on the Pantech Reveal also gets a makeover. It's a little bit different from what we've seen previously in other devices, and it's a really nice look to it. For the most part, it's pretty straightforward and basic. You have your icons, which is laid out in a grid style view, and whenever you move to a specific icon, it has an associated animation to it. As far as personalization goes, you have quite different options. You could change the different type of menu layout. You could select even the color scheme and even the font style, so which gives you a little bit of flexibility as far as personalization goes. Seeing that the Pantech Reveal is geared towards the messaging crowd, there's a lot of different options to keep you connected with your friends. You could send a quick text message just like any other device, a pretty simple, straightforward process. You could either use the QWERTY keyboard or use the numeric keypad if you prefer a more traditional way of texting. If not, you could always keep in touch with them instantly by using the instant messaging client. You have your choice of AIM, Windows Live Messenger, or even Yahoo. If you exit back to the home screen, it will continue to run the background. Finally, you have the mobile email application, which gives you a specific list of providers that are supported. Unfortunately, if your provider is not listed, you won't be able to use it on the device. We gotta say, we're really impressed with the what a basic device like the Pantech Reveal manages to do as far as web browsing goes. As you can see, it loads up our page really quick, in under 30 seconds to be exact. And at first, we have this page overview, which gives us a really good display of the entire site. When you do click a specific portion, it'll zoom in, and it is always pretty much instantaneous right there. And scrolling is not a problem with the Pantech Reveal. It renders everything really nice, just like you would see on the PC, and we're just overly impressed by its usability and functionality. Just like everything else with the device you've seen so far, the music player also gets an updated interface. It'll display useful information like the album cover, the name of the song, and of course the artist, as well as the on-screen functions as far as play, pause, and reverse. The sound from the speaker was phenomenal, to say the least. It didn't crackle, and it was quite vivid and distinct. For the most part, we were pleased with the music experience on the Pantech Reveal. You'll be thoroughly surprised what the reveal can handle, especially when viewing videos. Of course, the screen size may not make it suitable to viewing stuff as far as videos goes, but the experience we got just playing a video, this movie trailer, was just fantastic. It didn't stutter or slow down or didn't have any choppiness. It had a really good fine detail to it at the same time, and for the most part, it's quite usable. One area that the reveal fell flat on was its camera taking capability. Unfortunately, images lacked any fine detail. At the same time, colors were really bland and washed out. When you do take a photo, you had to hold really still and wait for this animation to fully complete before moving, or else you're going to get really blurred shots. When you do use the device to take videos, you also get a poor experience out of it. For the most part, it was pretty choppy, and of course, colors were pretty bland. Using the Pantech Reveal to make phone calls, we noticed that there was this static sound on our end. At the same time, voices did sound a little bit muffled. On our caller's end, they did state that our voices sounded a little bit mute. When we did use the speakerphone, we did notice some crackling occur when we used it. As far as battery life is concerned, we managed to get a solid 5 days use out of it. Generally using it for phone calls, text messaging, of course, internet usage, we're just thoroughly surprised how well the battery life held up with this device. At the same time, it did keep a steady signal here in the greater Philadelphia area, and we really didn't have any drop calls or didn't notice too much of a connectivity issue with it. Overall, we'd recommend the Pantech Reveal for anyone looking for a text messaging device. It has a lot of neat new features, and if Pantech continues to release devices like the Reveal, we're sure that it'll become a big-time player. Of course, it's also probably has an inexpensive price tag associated with it, which probably will capture the eyes of parents. And if you want to learn more about the Pantech Reveal, you can check out our review at phonearena.com.